But, guys, we still got folks coming in the room. This is fantastic. So it's not too late to order. Jason's going to address that. What's ending today is the special that you saw, the $9.95. Again, Jason will cover that in a few minutes. There's another special that's a part of that that's not going away, and he can give us some direction. There's still time to order. I want to say this again. I was just saying before the recording started, so if anybody's listening to this on the recording after it's live, you know that we're going to see some folks saved this Easter in churches that haven't seen anybody saved in years. This could be the catalyst for spiritual awakening and renewal, and I want you to see it that way. This is an unprecedented opportunity. When it comes down to budget, it's several things I want to say first, and that is, and again, this is Scott Smith, Evangelism, Georgia Baptist Mission Board, in case anybody doesn't recognize my voice, which is highly unlikely because I send out a lot of video and audio and all that stuff. So the fact is, this is an investment, not an expense. This is an investment, not an expense. And everything that's put into this Big Easter plan is purposeful, it's intentional, it's proven, and saturation is the key. And so when you put this plan into action and you invest in these postcards and you invest in these printable materials, it is an investment. And what I mean by that is, if you engage your people and mobilize your people and do these mailings and all that, if you just attract one individual who is ultimately either converted to Christ or comes in as a believer from another area, maybe they just moved to town and they get your postcards and they try you out on Easter, whatever. If just one person comes to faith in Christ or joins your church who's already of the faith and they walk with God and they become a tither, their tithe, the one person's tithe alone, will more than cover the cost of everything that you're investing in. And so you have to ask yourself the question, do we believe that this campaign can attract one person who becomes a faithful member of our church, a faithful tithing co-laborer with our church? And the answer is absolutely, if you do this. So again, this is not an expense, it's an investment. Now, you may be in a situation budget-wise, if you're a smaller church, that is limited on what you can invest because you have a line item and it's already decided and all that. If I was leading a church, I would consider approaching a businessman and asking him to invest. I would consider even a special offering. If you can cast the vision for what this is all about, and the video does that, the commercial does that. I hope you've run that in your church already. That gives those stats. 7.1 million lost people in the state of Georgia. 7 out of every 10 of them have never been invited to church. 2 out of 100 of our church-going members ever invite anyone to church. And this is a way to close that gap. This is a grand opportunity to see more come to Easter services than we've ever seen, and they will hear the gospel, and many, 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 many of them are going to come to Christ. So it's going to be an incredible time. It's an incredible opportunity. Don't waste this opportunity. See this as an investment. Cast it as that vision in your church and challenge your people to get involved. And there will be some that if you are restricted budget-wise that will step up to the plate and gladly see this as an investment in souls and help you get your stuff ordered. So that's important. Now, granted, you know, the first piece that's coming up here in the next week or two, week 7, is a 7x7 card. It's a PDF. You download it, you print it, you cut it in half, or you have it perforated, and you put that out to your congregation, and they start writing down the name. That's just stuff that you do there locally. But all these pieces, this is a done-for-you campaign. And most churches in our convention do not have a designer on staff. So this is done for you. This is, you know, the best marketing minds have come together and thought, you know, how can we engage? And we felt that start your new beginning, you know, we felt that that was one that's going to connect with the public. Because let's face it, most people that are living in our communities, they haven't had a God thought in months. And some of them years. What are they doing? They're thinking about themselves. That's what they're thinking about. We know what they need. They need Christ. We know that Christ is the new beginning. And the resurrection is not only the reality of that, it's also the symbol of that. It is a time of new beginning. And that'll connect. That's going to connect with a lot of people. And so you don't have to think about it. You don't have to invent it. You don't have to create it. It's all done. And all you got to do is just a few clicks, and you're off to the races. So that's my rant. And so hopefully if you're not annoyed, maybe you're inspired. I don't know. I hope. But we're gonna just see a great harvest this Easter. I'm so excited. I'm going to click this over to lecture mode. It's going to be except for me and Jason. So, Jason, take it away, my friend. Anything you want to say to kick us off before we get into the Q&A time?
Yeah, let me jump in real quick on what you were touching on about this being an investment. And that is completely true, and we see that, and we see stories of that every single day here at Outreach. You know, we work with hundreds of thousands of churches. This year already, we've helped churches invite over 3.6 million households to church. And so we get to hear, it's kind of fun, we get to hear a lot of these stories. And a lot of the stories come from smaller and medium-sized churches that, you know, don't necessarily have a ton of funds, but just prayerfully, as you guys have done at Georgia Baptist Mission Board, prayerfully have kind of tried to get on board with what God's already doing in the community, right? And so have prayerfully sought, how can we be a part? How can we step outside of our four walls and really, really connect? And so we've heard some cool stories of churches, you know, trying to, that they don't have it in the budget, but they begin to cast this vision, and people step up and say, yeah, we want to be a part of it. And they do, like you said, a special offering, or there are a few people in the church who just God lays it on their heart, and they, you know, talk to the pastor and help fund a lot of these outreach opportunities. We've had churches, pastors, very creative, who have done like even fundraiser type things. They've done like, you know, a meal together, like a spaghetti dinner or, you know, or a breakfast or something, and it's one way to like bring the church together. But then, you know, they get the food donated, and then they ask people to donate towards their outreach. And we've had pastors do things like that and raise enough funds to, you know, to send mailers to, you know, three times as many churches as they thought they'd be able to. And it's just been pretty fascinating. Whenever I think we align our hearts and our actions with what the Holy Spirit's already, you know, involved in, we see amazing things happen. So I just want to encourage pastors and churches of all sizes to be willing to dream big with God, and just see what He might do. So just a bit of encouragement there. As far as, let me touch on the mailers, because we were able to do something for those of you who've been kind of tracking with this, for the postcards that you guys have designed there at Georgia Baptist Mission Board, that we're able to handle the mailings for everyone and print those out. We did extend, we had some special pricing that was slated to end Friday, and we extended it through the end of today just because we've had such a high response that we want to make sure we get every church in that has made that attempt to get in. So there's still time if you guys want to get that special pricing to get in before the end of the day. However, even if you're not able to get it all pieced together by the end of the day, you still have plenty of time for preparing the mailers. And you don't get the early order special, which is saving you a few hundred dollars on a 5,000 piece mailing, but you can also mail to lists smaller than 5,000, or we have a lot of churches that are mailing to more than 5,000. And it's still our pricing is still very, very solid, very good. If you check out around the internet or even locally, you'll see that we can we have great pricing on that. So I want to encourage everyone, you have till probably mid March is when you'd want to have everything wrapped up for a mailing, so that we can ensure that it gets to your local USPS and that they're able to have their carriers get them out into the mailboxes in time. So that's kind of where we are as far as timing. So I want to encourage everybody to take some time and reach out to us. You can call in, talk with one of our outreach specialists. They can walk you through everything as far as, you know, mapping around your church, the neighborhoods that you'd like to really saturate. I know some of the pastors last week when we were talking, they said that they want to mail to a particular area, and then they're sending out their teams to hang door hangers on that same area. And I was sharing that with some of our outreach specialists here in Colorado, and they're like, that's exactly what we encourage the pastors to do. You know, those multiple touches are so important. So we're around. We're happy to help in any way possible. So that's kind of the update on the mailers. So we encourage you guys, if you want to reach out, you can reach out to us, and we'll get those things kind of set up and in process and taken care of.
All right, fantastic, fantastic. All right, I'm going to click over to Q&A mode. And so here's how this works. If you have a question, everybody's muted right now, but if you click star 6, then here on my computer in this interface, I see you pop into the Q&A queue, and it lets us know that you have a question. So pressing star 6 will just put you in the queue, and then you'll be notified when it's time for you to ask your question. So just star 6 if you have a question. In the meantime, by all means, I don't think I need to say this, but I'm going to say it. You know, if you have not been through the Quick Start section, if some of you are late coming in to the Big Invite campaign, just block 20 minutes, spend time in the Quick Start section of the Easter campaign. Okay, so you've got to do that. That's key. That's foundational. It makes all the other parts make sense. And you'll get a good lay of the land by spending a little time there. I want to make a couple quick announcements. Number one, the social media package download with all the social media images, we've actually added to that. So either today or tomorrow, we're going to add. Now, it's not time in the campaign to start posting on social media about Easter. So we've got some time, but we do have some added images that's going to make that a bigger package, a bigger download for you, to post Start Your New Beginning images to social media, meaning Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, those pre-designed images will be in there. And we got a couple other things we're going to add as well, but that's coming pretty quick. So in the next Sunday or two, you're going to start your prayer campaign, which is in week 7, and we'll be counting down from there, but you need to be thinking about how you're going to print those 7x7 cards and get those in the hands of your people so you can start that campaign. All right, we've got some questions in the queue. We'll start with, it looks like, I think, Alice Petty, maybe, 706-206-7910. You are unmuted. Ask your question.
Yes, this is Pastor Mike Petty. That's my wife. That's got
all right, Pastor Mike. What church are you from, Pastor Mike?
Bowman Baptist Church. Bowman.
Bowman, yes. Baptist okay, church. Fantastic. I've preached a revival years ago in your church, man, like in 97.
Wow. Okay.
Years ago. And I'm from Comer. And you actually
okay.
may know where
right.
Comer
I think,
is.
I think you befriended me on Facebook, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe you like it. I searched it out. Okay.
Yep.
I've seen your face on Facebook. Let's put it that way, okay?
Absolutely.
Question I do have for you. We're looking at mailing, getting our information in today. Okay, of course, our area is a little bit smaller. We will not be able to do that big package. But question being, we're going to go to the post office. We're wondering when the postcards should be mailed out. I know you guys are going to do that, but it does ask what day do we want them to be received in our post office. Is that critical? I did not see that in the startup.
Yeah, it varies. It's really, you know, anywhere from a week and a half to 3 weeks is kind of the window. Week and a half before Easter to 3 weeks is kind of your,
okay,
your
that's what I was wondering.
What I would call your healthy window.
That.
Jason, do you have anything to say about that, bro?
Yeah, so are you doing like an EDDM and dropping them off yourself? Or
no,
are you
gonna
doing
allow you guys to we're gonna allow you guys to customize and then put them in our box. put them in the post office.
Okay, so then you so if we're taking care of all of the mailing, then you don't even have to worry about filling out any of that information. One of our outreach specialists will kind of walk through it with you and
okay.
find out exactly when you want them to hit the mailboxes. And as Scott mentioned, you know, anywhere between a week and a half to 3 weeks out is pretty much the sweet spot there. And
okay.
And we will get those to the USPS, your local USPS, and
right.
have them slated and scheduled to be delivered in that window.
Okay, Scott, that's great. That's that gives me an idea of what we need to do. We're embarking yesterday. I met with our folk and great reception.
Awesome.
And so, so you know, first time we've tried to do anything like this within our church. And so we're just looking forward to it. So thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. And, you know, thanks. It's going to be a good experience for you guys. And I know your area very well. I was actually ordained in Hebron Association down there. And I think your area is primed for this for two reasons. Number one, not many churches do anything like this at all. And number two, you know, it's not hard to get traction. A lot of people know where your church is. You know, when you say we're Bowman Baptist, they know right where you're talking about.
Right.
So, you know, kudos to you, man. Thanks for being involved.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. And enjoy. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. All right. We got David Cardoza, I believe, and it may not be David. We're just going off caller IDs. You are unmuted and in the queue. Ask your question.
Yeah, it is David Cardoza here at Lilburn Baptist, Calvary.
Okay.
Baptist at Lilburn. And, you know, we're doing the package here, and I am working with both, because we have English and we have Spanish. So I had a question about the Spanish. Is there anything available in Spanish?
We are working on that actually right now.
Okay.
We're going to have to do work locally on that
yeah.
for two reasons. Number one, we're going to have, as you know, there are going to be small numbers that are of Spanish churches that are actually getting involved in this. And so we're kind of doing it on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
So if you will just drop me an email, ssmith@gabaptist.org. That's S Smith for Scott Smith at gabaptist.org, and I'll be in touch with you about that. It would have to be a separate mailing, obviously, unless you know Jason can give you some ways to put it the Spanish twist on the customizable side.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
Jason,
that's
you got anything on that?
Yeah, that's typically what we do. We work with a lot of churches that have both Anglo and English speaking and Spanish speaking congregations, and.
Yeah.
So we actually have an outreach specialist here, Victor Romero, who is very instrumental in helping those churches. So you might want to jot down Victor Romero's name. And when you call in, you know, specifically request Victor. And Victor can help you with the customizable side, you know, with a message both in English and in Spanish, and so that you can reach both audiences. So if you do a mailer that way. And even door hangers, you know, they're customizable, so you can get both messages, both languages on those as well.
Okay,
that's a good way to do it, I'll say, because what I was just talking about, we're going to do is mainly for the exclusively Spanish speaking churches. There's no English element at all. You know, there's a handful of those across the state that would engage this campaign, and we're kind of working a separate channel to reach them. But if you've got both, you're probably going to want to do that.
Yeah. Well, and now we were trying to order just the English ones, and our executive pastor, he was having a hard time with I forget what he was saying, that I don't know if it was a flash or something, that he just wasn't able to put our logo on there or something. I don't know if you guys, anybody else had problems with that or issues.
We haven't run into that. Sometimes if it can be a browser incompatibility issue, depending on what browser they're using. But if there's ever any questions like that, you can call in to one of our outreach specialists, 800-991-6011, and we'll have that. Let's post it up in the Facebook group as well. But you can just call in, and someone will be happy to walk you through that and get your logo uploaded and all of those things. It's very the online customization is very simple for the most part, but sometimes we do run into someone that might have a a browser that's, you know, either outdated a little bit or for some reason has a little bit of incompatibility. You know, those things happen with technology. So, but we'd be happy to get everything squared away.
I mean, and we're trying to get those 500 free ones. So yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep.
So, okay.
Perfect.
I think he's working on it right now, but okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, Tom, if you have any questions, just to give someone a call, or there's live chat on there as well, and we have outreach specialists monitoring that live chat. So,
okay.
David, thank you for the question, man, and thanks for being involved.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, next we have wireless caller 912-332-6779. You are unmuted.
Scott.
Yep.
Hey, Scott. This is Jason. This is Steve Davis down in South Georgia at Zion Hoop Baptist Church. I'm the pastor there now. And
all right.
Been there about 6 weeks and just presented this opportunity to our church last night. I showed a video yesterday morning and then presented the opportunity just to basically go with the 5,000 cards and the banner and the door hangers, the bulletin, the whole nine yards, and they were very receptive. My question is, we do not have a nonprofit status mailing, and I didn't know if we could use the GBM board's nonprofit status, and we've used it before to purchase some things. But and the other thing is, we don't have a web page, but we do have a Facebook page, and I know that there are promos to use for that. But just wondering how else we could use social media in regards to getting the word out to this.
Well, thank you for that. First of all, we create a landing page for you. If you read through, actually week 7 has a link to how you can get your Easter page set up. So we create a custom custom Easter landing page that you can use to drive traffic to that page, and it's professionally done. It includes the commercials that we filmed with real actors and all that. And and so you can order that through the site. There's no charge. We set that up for you, and then you get a link. And it will actually link back to, if you want to also include a link back to your Facebook page or whatever, but that becomes the link that you share on social media and insert into those social media posts. So
okay.
you can request that, and I'll be honest, I mean, it's great. We actually give you a tutorial on if you set up this is for everybody on the call, not just you, but if you're setting up your own dedicated Easter page on your website, we give you tips, hints, and tricks to make sure that is optimized, like making sure it's not just going to overwhelm people, but it's going to have on it what it needs to have on it. So we say, look, if you want to do it yourself, here's some things to keep in mind. But underneath that is, hey, if you want us to do it for you, here's what we're going to create, and here's how to order it. And so you can do that. When you do that, we're going to set that up for you. We're going to send you back a link, and it'll probably be something like startyournewbeginning.com/, and then, you know, Calvary Athens GA, or it'll have some link that'll be your link, and that'll be your link to share. And so I would encourage you to use that, because there's no love lost. You even though it's not on your quote, your own, you know, personal quote unquote website,
right?
If you have a website, it can link back to your website. It's still going to give directions to your church. It's still going to give all your service times. It's still going to give, and you can even put a video from you as the pastor. We tell you how to film that, and you could send us that video. After you order, we'll get in touch with you about, hey, if you have a video, here's how you get it to us, and we'll add that to the page. So it's a welcome from you. It's very custom to your church, even though it's kind of a template type thing. You get to choose from 4 different layouts of that website based on maybe your community demographic and things like that. So I want to encourage everybody to take advantage of that. You know, it takes a couple of days for us to turn them around. We've got some in queue that haven't been given back yet, but we're about to crank those out and finish those up. But you can do that. So that would be one thing I'd say about the Facebook page. On the nonprofit element, this is where Jason probably needs to chime in, but I'll ask you, are you guys set up as a nonprofit, as a church? Do you know?
I think we have a 501c3 permit. I mean, but I don't know how, if I have a nonprofit mailing permit. I don't.
All right, Jason, give them the good news.
Yeah. So here we go. So if you have a 501c3, to answer your question, if you can mail under the Georgia Baptist Mission Board nonprofit authorization, if you are set up as a separate 501c3, then you cannot mail under theirs. That is United States Postal Service law. The requirement is if you're set up separately, you have to mail under your own. Now, on the positive side, what we do here at Outreach, and we do this every day of every week for churches, is we help you get all of your nonprofit authorization taken care of through the USPS. So it's just a free service we offer all of our pastors, all of our churches. So if you call in and talk to an outreach specialist, they'll walk you through that. And unfortunately, we're working with the government, so it doesn't happen within a day. So if you don't have it yet today, you won't have it by the end of the day, more than likely. But you will have it, quickly enough that you'll be able to qualify for that reduced postage for an Easter mailer in time to get them to homes for Easter.
Well, Jason, will that affect the offer that y'all have on the $9.95 package for $5,000? I mean, we still qualify for that?
Yeah, well, what you'll have to do is you have to call in, talk to an outreach specialist.
I'm waiting on a call from Wendy right now. I've got
oh, awesome. Yeah, Wendy's excellent. Excellent. So she will, when she gets in touch with her, you can just explain to her that you just learned today that you need your nonprofit authorization, and ask her how she can process your order today if you have everything in except that. And I'm not sure how that's going to come through, because typically we have to have that MPA in order to process that offer. But she'll be able to answer your questions and see if there's any, what she can do and what she's able to do in trying to get that fast-tracked for you.
Okay. If I verify that we do not have a 501c3 number ourselves as a church, then we could use the conventions?
I do not know, honestly, because I've never been down that road and haven't heard of that. Not through the, now I'm not saying it hasn't been done. I'm just saying, as far as my sphere of awareness, I don't know of any time that I've ever heard of that being done. What I would do is I would call, matter of fact, what you can do, Pastor, is just send me an email with that question. And I'm going to send it on to our mail team at the convention. And they're Johnny on the spot. They get back pretty quick with us. So it's probably a question that we need to have answered anyway. So if you don't mind shooting me an email at ssmith@gabaptist.org, or you can even hit reply to any of the recent emails you got from us related to Big Invite and just ask your question. I'll send that on to Patrick down in our mail room and find out.
Okay. Jason, let me ask you one other question. I'll
sure.
get off the phone. If we don't qualify for the mail out at the with the postage savings, I'm assuming then I can't go the $5,000 route because I don't believe that's going to be within my budget. Those 5,000 cards normally include the nonprofit organization postage fee. Is that correct?
Yes, that $5,000 is with the nonprofit authorization postage. So, the way the post office works, obviously, is that they give a break if you have nonprofit authorization. Otherwise, the postage will be higher on that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll talk with Wendy when she calls, and we'll see what we can do from there. And we're looking forward to participating. Thank you guys for what you're doing.
Man, thank you.
Thank
you so much. I will say this. It's worth getting your nonprofit status now. If this campaign's a good excuse, then do it. Because even if you, let's say there was a delay and you didn't get the deal or the discount because you had to get your nonprofit set up, you're going to save much more money than that over the next year or two or three in mailings, because you're going to have that nonprofit status and it's going to save you on postage so much. So
yeah.
It is a good thing to have, and it's money. I mean, it's worth it. Say it's real dollar savings to your bottom line on mailings having that nonprofit. So to have basically a free service that Outreach is offering to help you get set up to be able to do future mailings at a discount on postage, a steep discount on postage, then it's money to your bottom line in your budget in the long run. So just a little tip there. Next caller is 478-788-2373. You are unmuted, and tell us who you are, where you're from, ask your question.
Hey, this is Jim Maddox calling from First Baptist Church in Centerville, Georgia, in the middle of the state.
Yeah, Jim.
The reason I'm calling is I'm actually a printer, and the deal that y'all have is awesome. I do EDDMs and other mailings. So my question is, because when I look, I'm seeing direct mail, I'm seeing EDDM. Is this $5,000 at $9.95, which is an awesome price? I can't do it for anything close to that. Is that EDDM, or is it? Are we using mailing lists that either are purchased or we provide or you provide?
That's a great question. Great question, Jim. So it is not EDDM. If you're familiar with EDDM, EDDM typically, whenever the mailer comes through, it's kind of slotted in with all the flyers, grocery coupons, whatever it is, tucked in there and delivered. These are actually not EDDM. They're printed, postage, and sent to the USPS and delivered as regular mail. And so what you get with that is you get a saturated mailing list, which means basically you jump on with one of our outreach specialists and you can select exactly what area, you can select out a radius, a geographical radius from the church if you want to get the homes nearest to the church. You can select specific neighborhoods if you'd like. But that list is included in this price. So it's a really good deal, not only the printing and nonprofit postage, but also that mailing list that's completely customizable, based on what area of town you want to mail to. So that's all included in this, and it goes out as a regular mailing piece, not as an EDDM piece.
Okay, and what was that 800 number?
Yeah, it's 800-991-6011.
And in order to get the special today, I mean, you have to pretty much get everything lined up today, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And I was looking at the website with all of the layouts for everything, and when I click on it, I'm seeing tons of postcards, but I didn't see any that were the strict. I didn't see the New Beginning one. Am I looking in the wrong place?
Yeah, you need to go into the Easter campaign and go to the Quick Start Guide, and there's a big red button in the Quick Start Guide that links over to that. Now, there's another way to get there. I think outreach.com/, is it
Big
GBMB?
Invite.
Big Invite, okay.
Big Invite, yeah.
Outreach.com/Big Invite takes you also to the same landing page.
Outreach.com/Big Invite.
Yep, and that's great. Nothing but that's the Georgia Baptist landing page on their site, and it's
great.
Got nothing but the Start Your New Beginning designs.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate the feedback too on the pricing. I mean, the pricing really is competitive, and you guys, it's the great. I don't know about you guys, but I think all of us really on the line, we're busy. I mean, a lot, our time is at a premium. I mean, if there's anything, people say time is money. Well, time is actually more important than money. If I lose a dollar on the street, I can go get another dollar. But if I lose an hour of my time, I'll never get it back.
Right.
And so this is a stewardship issue. To me, I think I'm constantly evaluating what's going to save me time. And so there are certain things that will cost me a little more money, but will save me a ton of time. Now, again, the prices at Outreach are competitive, and that's been verified and reaffirmed over and over. But the thing I love about it is it's saving time. You you can focus on casting the vision, leadership. I'd rather you as a pastor be making a 5-minute video on your smartphone that you're going to post to your church Facebook page, or that you're going to play on social media to mobilize your people and get them fired up about the big invite and Easter services, than I would you back and forth, with a printer and the post office and somebody on your finance team and back. That's time you could spend somewhere else. And so this, with our arrangement here with Outreach, is the easiest. If you don't want to go through the page and order click by click, you get on the phone with somebody, you say, this is where we are located, this is how many we want to mail, this is what we have, what we don't have, and they will take you by the hand and get this thing done. You can hang up the phone and forget about it and go on to the next thing, and that's the beauty of this. So just from a standpoint of just managing your busy life in ministry, focus on the parts of the campaign that only you can focus on. Let the other people do the technical stuff that you can't do, and that's going to win the day. That's going to win the day. So that's my two cents on kind of why the shortcut's important and why the time saving's important. Now, I don't have any other questions in the queue, and if there aren't any more, we'll certainly wrap this up and let everybody get back to their day. Is there anything else? Anybody at Star 6 will put you in the queue. Star 6 will put you in the queue for questions. So if you have a question, pop it in, and we'll let you ask the question. Anybody at all? Going once? Going twice? Still got a ton of people on the line. Jason, any parting words, my friend?
Just again, it's a pleasure to be connected with all you're doing. I'm excited. It's fun just to see more and more pastors kind of getting on board, and as you've said, those who are signing up and engaging, and I know our team here is excited every time they hear a Georgia Baptist pastor, get to be on the phone with one of them. They're excited about it. It's just cool to be a part of this emphasis as you guys are uniting to invite a million people. And it's all about changed lives. It's all about extending the hope of Jesus Christ. And that's exciting for us. So we're just once again honored to be a part and to be a partner with you in this and in your pastor's efforts to reach their communities. And if there are any questions, you guys can feel free to reach out. I don't know if you guys are part of the big Invite Easter campaign group on Facebook, but that's a great place. I check in there regularly just to see if anyone's posted any questions that I can help with. There's information there. 800 number I posted up there. Several people asked for that, so I thought I'd put it there so you'd have it handy. But,
yeah, great place. Now, we do have another question, so let me 912-253-9735. And I think I just...
Hey, it's me.
There we go. Okay, who we're talking to?
Mark.
Okay, Mark.
Yeah. I pastor a church in a rural county in Georgia, and, the every door direct mail can cover all the areas in the county. Is the mailing list that you're talking about, is that going to cover every address in the county if I choose that? Because the way I look at it right now on the Every Door Direct Mail site, if I tried to cover every single door of a residence in the county, it would be under 5,000, like 4,400 residences. And I was just wondering, is what you're going to do, is that going to cover every one of those residences too, or is it going to, are we going to miss some of them?
No, it should cover all of them. You can adjust that mailer. You can mail to 1,000 homes. You can mail to 25,000 homes. We do everything. So that number is completely adjustable. So if there are 4,460 some homes that in your area that you want to reach, then it will hit all of those homes in that area. So yes, it will. It covers all. It's the USPS. It's the United States Postal Service. So it's lists that are specific to whatever criteria you put in there. So you have.
If I say one zip code, you would do the whole zip code.
Exactly. Yep.
You do every door in the zip code.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That works. You're very welcome.
I love that, Jason. I just to be able to say, we're going to hit every door in the zip code.
Right.
I mean,
that's awesome.
Every door in the zip code is gonna know that our church is having an awesome Easter service set of services. And by the way, on the back of that card, if you're having a sunrise service or if you're doing an Easter egg hunt on Saturday, you can put that in, right, Jason?
Definitely, definitely. And we encourage you to do that. We encourage you to put everything involved in whatever activities you have surrounding Easter. So if you have a Good Friday worship gathering, you know, we can customize the back of that card and have that information. If you're having an egg hunt for the kids or families, a spring event for families, your worship gathering, sunrise service, whatever it is, you can put all that on the card, and in whatever you have going on, we encourage you guys to put on.
Yeah, awesome. I tell you, I've got a ulterior motive or kind of a secondary hope here behind all this. I'm hoping that everybody that does the Big Invite campaign gets so excited about the results they get that campaigns become part of the ongoing life of your church in reaching your community.
Definitely.
Because it's that powerful, and you know, I know enough about marketing to keep myself very busy and very much in trouble a lot of times, pushing past certain limits on what we think will work. And what I know is, in a busy, noisy culture, I go over this in the video in the Quick Start Guide, you know, it takes 5 to 7 touches just to get them to say, oh, this church is in town. This church wants me to visit. I mean, you've got to break through the noise, and it's a noisy culture, and saturation does that. And so even for those that you get in front of for Easter, if you will then follow up with a campaign later for Mother's Day or for your July 4th God and Country weekend or whatever subsequent campaigns that you do or postcards that you mail or door hanger campaigns that you undergo or deploy, they're going to be that much more powerful because you've already gained awareness through the Easter campaign. So even
right.
For those that do not make a decision to come to Easter, maybe they're out of town, and we know that a lot of schools now do spring breaks around Easter. So a lot of them won't respond, but they'll see your church name, they'll see the invitation. And so when you do a follow-up campaign that they are in town for, it's going to be that much more effective. You know, a lot of people that say to me, Scott, postcards don't work. And almost without exception, that when my next question is, okay, what was it? There's always a problem. One of two problems is always true if anyone ever says a postcard campaign didn't work. Number one, they only did one mailer. They didn't have anything else with it. They didn't have door hangers, no invite cards, no nothing else to reinforce it. They just did one mailer. And so that's the first problem. The second problem is, what's the offer? What's on the card that's compelling enough to get them to come to the church or to come to the event? And so that's usually the second problem. So you always have to think in terms of campaigns. It's multiple touches. So the fact that you're doing the Easter campaign, if you will go ahead and be thinking, what's the next big Sunday that we're going to do? What's the next event that we're going to promote? That event and that Sunday, if you'll use postcards and you'll use other things that are in this campaign to create awareness, door hangers, invite cards, bumper stickers, whatever, they're going to be more effective than they otherwise would have been if you'd have been starting cold out there in May or July or whenever your next event is. So I just want to encourage you guys with that. You know, this is going to be something that can generate some initial momentum that maybe you've never had because you've never done this kind of campaign or that you haven't done one in a long time. So
yeah,
it can set you up for success the rest of the year with similar campaigns.
Definitely. And if I could jump in on that, Scott, just a couple things. One thing is, whenever you, as a church, are consistently connecting to your community through mailers or door hangers or whatever it might be, you're demonstrating to your community that you actually care about them, right? And so, just as you said, you know, they may not show up for your Easter gathering this year, but lots of times, and we've heard these stories, I can't tell you how many times, crisis occurs in a family, whatever that crisis might be, and they remember, oh yeah, it was, you know, Zion Hope Baptist Church is that church that's been, you know, mailing us things, hanging things on our door, whatever it might be.
Yep.
And then when that crisis occurs, that's the church, because they have no church to turn to, yet they remember that church name. And they reach out to that church. And so many times that's happened. What's interesting with the mailers, I was with Ed Stetzer last fall, and he and Daniel M. had been doing a study, like a year-long study. This is a current study just released last fall. And I just want to share real quickly one of the things that he said in some pretty amazing things. Ed said that churches that multiply not only have a deep love for the lost, but they're intentional at evangelism. Multiplication naturally occurs when a church's heart and hands extend toward the lost. For example, among the churches we surveyed, we saw that churches who continually sent mailers to their community, announcing their church and or the activities of their church, consistently saw a higher number of new commitments to Christ than those who didn't. So, and in fact, in the study they did, this is amazing, that churches that continue to mail invitations to their community to make their presence known, to continue to invite people to the church, over a four-year period reported an average of 43% more new commitments to Christ than those who did not do mailers. Now, that's not a 43% increase in attendance, which would be awesome, but it's a 43% increase in new commitments to Christ, people having their lives transformed by Christ, which is unbelievable. So there's just something to be said about just what you're saying, Scott, that consistency of being present in your neighborhood, present in your community. I mean, ultimately the goal is to help people who are living broken lives receive healing and wholeness through Christ. And
that's right.
Calling on Christ as Lord and Savior. So there is something to be said. That's why we love what you put together, Scott.
Yeah.
It's
a conference call.
The multiple touches. Just that reality that we are a church who loves our community and we're here for our community, and we're going to let that be known outside of our four walls. So that's great stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, man. What a great word. All right, guys, I'm going to end the recording now. I don't have any more questions in the